I wasn't sure if it was my turn.
刚刚不太确认是不是要我上来了。
Each year at First Baptist Church, we are privileged to consistently celebrate with those who want to follow Christ's clear example.
每一年我们第一浸信会都很荣幸的来跟随啊这样子的一个仪式来庆祝我们愿意接受神做他个人救主的一群基督徒。
And obey Christ's simple command to be baptized.
愿意来顺服神的旨意，就是来受洗。
And today is one of those celebrations.
今天我们就会有这样子一个仪式。
Downstairs, during the 11 o'clock service, we will witness a drama that visually presents the reality of God's power to rescue those who call upon the name of Jesus.
今天11点我们在楼下就会有这样子的一个见证，我们会见证在当中愿意接受主，然后也相信主会洗净他所有罪的这样子的一个见证会。
And so I thought it would be a good idea to take the opportunity today to lay down with you the biblical basis for baptism.
所以今天我觉得说就是一个很好的机会，我们一起来看一下圣经上面来怎么样来说受洗。
And the reason is because there is just a widespread diversity of opinion as to the meaning and the importance of baptism.
因为我要清楚的说受洗的意义，是因为我们经常会听到有很多不同的解释或者是见解。
And that diversity of opinion exists even here at First Baptist Church.
就算在我们第一浸信会里面，大家也抱有不同的见解。
If I gave everyone a sheet of paper and I asked you to write down on it who should be baptized,
如果我今天给大家一张纸，让大家写下来谁应该要受洗的话
，Why should they be baptized?
为什么他们要受洗
？How should they be baptized?
他们应该怎么样受洗？
When should they be baptized?
什么时候应该受洗
？Is it okay to be rebaptized if you were baptized in a different way?
你以前受洗过了，但是你是不同的方式，你是不是需要再受洗
？We would not reach consensus as a congregation.
我们可能不会达成共识。
Hence the reason for the sermon.
所以今天我会来讲这一篇的道。
Now before we get started, the note that I want to strike with you immediately.
但是我们还没开始之前，我想弄清楚的一点是
，The truth that I want to set first and foremost in your understanding，
我希望大家明白这一点的真理
，is that the ritual of baptism points to a reality different from itself。
虽然受洗只是一个仪式，但是在现实生活中，它具有很大的意义。
In the ritual of baptism, the reality is displayed, but it's not dispensed.
在受洗的整个仪式中，我们现实应该要被反映出来。
So if you have the ritual of baptism, but you don't have that reality in your life, baptism is useless.
所以如果你只是有这个仪式的，但是你并没有在生活中展现出来的话，这个仪式是没有意义的。
Which means that the vast number of people in the world who have been baptized.
所以说很多人在这个世上他可能是有被受洗了他们经过了这个仪式但他其实并没有这个现实的生活反映出来
Now to help us understand the significance of baptism I want to pose three questions this morning and answer them from the word of God
当然我们要来明白受洗的话今天早上我要问跟大家一起研究三个问题
First question is easy and is very short.
第一个问题很容易也很短。
What is baptism?
什么是受洗
？Let's just assume that we don't know anything about baptism.
让我们来从头开始，让我们来认识受洗是什么。
So what is baptism?
那受洗是什么
？Physically, it is a ceremony by which a person is immersed, dunked, or submerged in water.
就是在一个仪式当中一个人他整个人的渗入水里面
And that's what the word baptism means.
那这个字受洗就是这样的意思
In the English translation of the Bible we see the word baptism in many different places
在英文的圣经翻译当中呢受洗这两个字呢出现在好多地方
That's not an English word
但是这并不是一个英文的字。
That's actually a Greek word from the original Greek language the New Testament was written in.
是一个希腊文，然后它是从新约的希腊文原文当中所拿取的字。
For some reason, the translators of Scripture did not translate that word. They simply transliterated it.
所以，但是当时翻译的人呢，他并没有翻译这个希腊的字，他就直接把这个字用在这个受洗的圣上面。
And the word in its original language simply means to dip or to dunk.
所以这个原文的意思其实就是整个人的渗入到水里面的意思。
Kind of the way you would take a white shirt and you would dip it into dye, D-Y-E dye, to change its color.
就好像染色的衣服，你把一件白色的衣服放进去染色的缸里面，然后整件衣服再拿起来。
So the word refers to immersion.
所以这个意思就是渗入、融入的意思。
And that's why it says in Matthew chapter 3 verse 6 that the people were coming out to John the Baptist to be baptized by him in the Jordan River.
所以在马太福音三章第六节那边说到，当时施洗约翰呢是在约旦河里面为人施洗的。
John was standing in a river.
当时呢约翰他是站在河的中心。
You don't need a river if you're going to pour water over someone's head.
你并不需要进入那个河，如果你只是洒水的话。
And then in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 3, it says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water.
然后在同一章的十六节说，耶稣他受洗以后，他就从水里面走出来。
He had been down in the water, and he came up out of the water, and then the Holy Spirit came down on him.
他走进水河里面受洗，然后他再出来，然后圣灵的鸽子就临到他的身上。
This was the practice of the early church.
这个是早期教会的一种方式。
So in Acts chapter 8, we have the very familiar story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
然后在使徒行传第八章，我们知道腓力跟那个埃提亚伯的那个宦官的故事。
Philip preached Christ and the eunuch believed.
腓力他讲了福音，然后这个宦官就相信了。
And after he believed the gospel, he asked Philip a question.
他相信以后呢，他就问腓力一个问题。
He said, "What prevents me from being baptized?"
有什么可以阻拦我去受洗呢？
And so Philip ordered the chariot to stop, and they both got out of the chariot.
然后腓力就叫马车停下来，然后他们就下车了。
And it says they went down into the water.
他们两人一起进入水里面。
And when they came up out of the water,
当他们从水里面起来以后，
Philip disappeared.
腓力就不见了。
Holy Spirit just took him away to preach the gospel somewhere else.
那个圣灵呢就完全的把腓力得拿走，去到另外一个地方传福音了。
And so the implication is clear. It was a submerging ceremony.
所以在这里我们很清楚的看到，是一个很全身融入的一个仪式。
Now most people today are going to ask a follow-up question.
我想大家今天通常都会问这个问题。
Does it really matter whether you submerge, sprinkle, or pour?
你这个仪式你要进入水里面还是洒水有很重要吗？这个方面
Isn't the most important thing that water is present and that's it?
是不是只要有水就好了？
Absolutely it matters.
当然是很重要的。
Not only does baptism mean to dip or to dunk,
不单只是原文的受洗的意思是整个人的融入，
But more importantly, only immersion pictures the reality of which baptism represents.
只有你全身的融入水里面，才能真正的表现出受洗背后的整个意义。
Now we'll get into this a little bit later, but the reality is that the believer at salvation is united with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection.
所以在受洗的整个过程中，是一个愿意承认自己是罪人的人死过，然后再从与主复活的一个过程。
And immersion into a watery grave best fits the reality.
融入这个水的坟墓，然后再一同的来复活。
And the early church understood that.
早期的教会对这一点是非常清楚的。
Sprinkling and pouring appeared centuries later.
只是洒水呢，是几世纪以后才出现的一个仪式。
And so that's why we practice baptism by immersion at First Baptist Church.
所以我们第一浸信会呢，是坚持是我们全身的融入水里面来受洗的。
So that's what baptism is. It's a ceremony by which a person is submerged in water.
所以整个受洗的过程就是我们人融入水里面再复活。
And that ceremony is commanded of every believer in Jesus Christ.
这样子的一个仪式是神给我们的一个诫命，我们每一个相信神的人，耶稣的人都要去做。
Question number two.
第二个问题。
Where did the ceremony come from?
这一个仪式是从哪里来的？
The seeds of baptism were actually planted in the Old Testament, but you're never going to read the word baptism there.
这个受洗的这个字呢，其实是从旧约来的，但是你一定不会看到在旧约里面找到受洗这两个字。
When God chose to save Noah and his family from the flood,
当耶和华要救挪亚跟他一家的时候。
God closed the door of the ark and then brought them safely through the waters of judgment to new life.
神他把方舟的门关起来，然后就把挪亚跟他的一家人从这个水灾里面救了出来。
You say that's baptism?
你说这个是受洗吗？
If you read 1 Peter chapter 3,
如果你看彼得前书第三章的话，
in one of the more difficult passages of the New Testament,
是在新约里面是一个蛮难明白的一篇经文。
Peter refers to the flood in his teaching on baptism.
约翰他把这个水灾来描述一个受洗的一个意义。
When God freed the Israelites from Egypt, remember that?
当神他把以色列人带出埃及的时候，
He led them through the miraculously parted waters of the Red Sea.
他摩西神带领了以色列人过红海。
And to a new life that was free of slavery.
进入了一个不用受苦的一个新的生命。
Before those waters closed in judgment on the Egyptians who were coming after them.
他们走后水，红海的水就关起来，把埃及的兵都埋下去。
You say that's baptism?
你说那个是受洗吗？
Paul refers to that as baptism in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
在哥林多前书第十章，保罗就是这样子来描述受洗的。
One more example.
另外一个例子。
When Jonah, the prophet, chose to disobey God.
当约拿在旧约里面的约拿，他不愿意来跟随主的带领，耶稣神的带领的时候。
The Lord lovingly pursued him.
当然神一直的来想要去开解他。
Sent a big fish to swallow him up.
他用一条鱼把约拿给吞进肚子里。
And then God brought him safely through those waters of death inside the belly of a great fish.
神透过这个鱼把约拿保护得很好，在深海当中也毫无伤损。
And then the fish spit him out onto dry ground.
然后鱼呢就把它吐出来，而且是吐在地面上。
These are the Old Testament seeds of baptism.
这些都是在旧约里面种下来的种子，来解释受洗。
In each case, there was a deliverance from death to life through water.
每一个例子都是从死亡中带出生命，而且是从水里面带出的生命。
And then around 30 AD, the last Old Testament prophet enters the world.
在主前三十年，最后一个旧约的先知。
He takes his place on the stage of human history.
他也是在他也是在这个人的世界里面表现出来受洗的意义。
He was the tangible link between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
他是一个非常奇妙的一个连接，把旧约和新约连在一起的。
He connected the prophets and the apostles.
他把先知和使徒联系在一起。
His name was John, and he was a baptizer.
他是施洗约翰。
He was not a Baptist.
他不是施洗人。
We call him John the Baptist. He was the baptizer.
他是要为别人施洗的，他是施洗约翰。
He didn't belong to a denomination. He had a job to do.
他并不属于任何的宗派，他有他的工作要做。
And his job was to make people ready for the coming of the Messiah.
他的工作就是要让所有人在耶和华还没回来之前做好准备。
And the way he did that was that he came and he preached repentance.
他来了，他就教导大家认罪。
And he called for people to turn from sin to righteousness.
他叫别人认罪，然后转向神的公义。
And then to symbolize their repentance and transformation and cleansing.
要在当中表现出这样子的一个反省和认罪。
By getting baptized.
就是透过受洗。
Well, why baptism?
为什么受洗呢？
Because there was no better symbol than immersion in water.
因为没有一个再好的方式来表现出这个意义，从渗入整个人渗入水中。
To testify to a cleansed heart.
来见证我们有重新的一个生命，一个心。
So as the people came to John,
每个人他们去找约翰。
He dunked them upon their profession of repentance.
他把他们渗入水中，因为他们认罪。
And while John was doing this, something amazing happened.
当约翰他在为别人施洗的时候，奇妙的事情发生了。
Scripture says, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John.
经文上面说，耶稣他从加利利来到约旦河去找施洗约翰。
They were cousins.
他们其实是亲戚，他们是有关系的。
But he wasn't coming for fellowship.
他不是来找他聊聊天而已。
It says he came to John to be baptized by him.
他来是要找施洗约翰为他施洗。
This is pretty amazing.
这个是非常奇妙的事情。
John is baptizing hundreds and hundreds of repenting sinners.
施洗约翰他每一天都在为上百的认罪的灵魂来施洗。
And all of a sudden Jesus shows up and asks John to baptize him.
突然间耶稣自己出现了，还要叫施洗约翰为他施洗。
And John wouldn't do it.
施洗约翰不愿意。
John knew who Jesus was.
因为他深知道耶稣是谁。
He'd already affirmed that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
他知道说耶稣是神的儿子，他是那位撤去我们罪的神。
He knew that Jesus existed before him eternally.
他也知道主耶稣永生的存在，甚至比他来到这个世界之前还要早。
He said that he wasn't even worthy to untie Jesus' sandals.
他说了，他连挽他的鞋带也不配的一个人。
And John says, I won't do it.
施洗约翰说，我不能做。
I'm preparing people for you. I need you to baptize me.
他说，我只是为你来准备这些罪人，你应该来为我施洗。
And Jesus tells him, let it be so now.
但是耶稣说，你暂且许我。
For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
因我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
What in the world does that mean?
这到底是什么意思啊？
You can read commentaries and get all kinds of interpretations to that.
你可以去读解经家的解释，你可以去看。
But it means exactly what it says.
但是其实意思就是字面上的意思。
He says, John, I want you to do it.
他说，约翰，我要你做。
Because it's the right thing to do.
因为这是对的事情。
Did John understand it?
约翰明白了吗？
I don't think so.
好像没有。
Question is, why was it the right thing to do?
但是我们的问题是，为什么这是对的呢？
Why was Jesus baptized?
为什么耶稣他坚持要受洗？
Now, I just want you to understand, this is extremely important.
我想你明白，因为这个是非常重要的。
Because we need to understand why he was baptized to understand why we should be baptized.
因为我们需要明白为什么耶稣他坚持要受洗，因为我们也经过受洗的这个过程。
Three words explain why Jesus was baptized.
三个字解释了为什么耶稣他要受洗。
Number one, identification.
第一个就是见证，确认。
When Jesus got into the river to be baptized,
当耶稣他进入约旦河受洗的时候，
he was identifying with those he came to save.
他确认了与那些过来要认罪，还有要得到这个生命的人。
Jesus came as a representative savior. Do you understand that?
他来到就是代表了他是那位的救主。
And the people that he would represent on the cross.With the people who were getting into that river.
他上十架就是为了这些在河里面要受洗的这些罪人。
So he gets in there with them.
他进入河里面与他们同在。
He identifies with them.
他与他们确认了身份。
Establishes solidarity with them.
与他们建立了关系。
And then when he goes to the cross by himself.
当他独自要上十架的时候。
It's to represent them.
就代表了这一群的罪人。
Second word, example.
第二个就是例子。
Jesus submitted to baptism to give an example of uncompromising obedience to God.
耶稣他自己做了这个完美的例子，就是我们在当中要受洗的这个过程是无可推诿的。
Not only is there a command in Scripture to be obeyed,
不单只这是一个诫命，是我们需要跟随的。
Be baptized.
需要受洗。
But there is also an example to follow.
另外还有就是这个例子是耶稣给我们看的，我们需要跟随的一个例子。
So if you say, I'm not sure I should get baptized or not,
如果你还是怀疑说我不太确定我是不是需要受洗，
Jesus already gave you an example to follow.
耶稣他已经做了，他已经给你看了这个最好的例子。
Third word, most important word.
第三个字最重要的。
Demonstration.
示范。
By submitting to baptism,
当耶稣他自己去受洗的时候，
Jesus demonstrated the purpose for which he came into this world.
他示范了他来到世上的唯一的目的。
Which was to die for sin as our representative.
就是为了我们的罪而是为死去。
To be buried under the waves of divine judgment.
在这些审判当中去埋葬。
And then to rise again to new life.
然后再从新生命当中复活。
Going down into the Jordan foreshadowed his death.
进去约旦河里面代表的死亡。
It foreshadowed his burial.
然后埋葬。
And it foreshadowed his resurrection.
然后复活。
And then right after that.
然后这个受洗之后，
Jesus begins his public ministry.
耶稣他就开始了他传道的工作。
And what was his public ministry all about?
他传道的工作是关于是什么呢？
Well, if you read the Gospel of Mark, it says he went about preaching the kingdom of God.
如果你读马可福音的话，你会看到耶稣他就是去宣讲神国度的福音。
He was a preacher. He was a teacher.
他是一位老师，他是一位牧师。
He was also a baptizer.
他也是一位施洗人。
John chapter 4 verse 1.
在约翰福音四章一节说，
It says the Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
法利赛人听到耶稣得到更多的人，然后受洗更多的人，他比施洗约翰所做的还要多。
So as Jesus preached the gospel, people came to believe in him.
所以耶稣他传福音的时候，大家都愿意接受，愿意听。
And then what did they do for these people?
然后他们之后做什么？
They baptized them.
他们受洗。
And then the verse goes on and says this.
然后经文继续。
Although it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples.
有一些并不是耶稣亲自施洗，而是他的门徒们。
Ever think about that?
你有没有听过？有没有想过？
Why did Jesus let the disciples do it and he didn't do it himself?
为什么耶稣愿意让他的使徒去做这个事情呢？
You won't find this in any commentary.
你这个找在那个解经里面可能找不到。
But I think I figured it out.
但是我想我知道答案。
The reason Jesus didn't do the actual baptizing.
我想耶稣他并没有说每一个都是自己来做。
Is because somewhere along the way.
是因为在过程中。
In a gathering of Christians,
可能在大家基督徒的聚会中，
somebody would ask,
有人会问，
so who baptized you?
谁为你施洗的？
And somebody might stand up really proud and say, I was baptized by Peter, the chief apostle.
然后有人会站起来说，我是约翰受洗的，我是那个首领的那个使徒是受洗的。
And what about you?
问另外一个，你是谁帮你施洗的？
Say, well, I was baptized by Thomas.
你说哦，我是汤马是为我施洗的。
Oh, the doubter.
哦，那个怀疑福音的那个。
Yeah, but that was before he had his doubts.
但是那个是他怀疑之前的事情。
And then to the poor guy in the back row with his head down.
然后另外有一个坐在最后的，然后头也不敢抬起来的那位。
Who baptized you?
就问谁是为你施洗的
？Judas Iscariot.
他就说哦，是Judas. 犹大。
And then somebody is going to stand up and say,
然后有人会站起来说，
I was baptized by Jesus himself.
我是主耶稣他自己亲自为我施洗的。
And before long, there would be divisions in the church based on who baptized you.
然后不久就会有分裂，就会有争执是谁为谁施洗的这个问题。
You say, Pastor Gary, no way would that have happened in the church.
你说 ，Pastor Gary 啊，我觉得这个事情在教会可能不会发生吧。
Have you ever read 1 Corinthians chapter 1?
你有没有读过哥林多前书第一章
？One of you says I follow Paul.
有一个说他要跟随保罗。
Another I follow Apollos.
另外一个说他要跟那个阿波罗。
Another I follow Peter.
另外一个要跟随彼得。
And still another, I follow Christ.
另外一个说我要跟随主耶稣。
Divisions in the church based on personalities.
分裂在教会中是会发生的，然后是跟我们每个人的性格有关系。
And then Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1,
然后保罗在哥林多前书第一节说，
I'm thankful I did not baptize any of you except for these two guys.
保罗说我很感恩我没有为你们施洗我只是施洗了这两位。
So no one can say you were baptized into my name.
就没有人会说我是保罗为我施洗的。
And the only point I'm trying to make here about Jesus' baptizing ministry,
在这里我想要确认一点就是耶稣跟他的使徒 来施洗的这个事情。
Is that after John was finished with his baptism of repentance,
当施洗约翰他做完了他的工作之后
，The disciples carried on their own baptizing ministry.
每一位使徒都继续的来接这个棒子来做这个施洗的工作。
Those who followed Jesus as disciples were baptized immediately.
那当然，跟随耶稣的人他们马上就被施洗了。
And then at the end of his ministry, as he takes leave of his disciples,
当在最后的时候，耶稣他离开了他的使徒。
Jesus tells them in Matthew 28, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them."
耶稣告诉他们在马太福音二十八章，你们要去传福音，然后十万民做我的门徒，为他们施洗。
He says, "While I'm gone, I want you to preach the gospel and make disciples."
当我不在的时候，我要你来传这个福音，来让他们做我的使徒。
And before you teach them anything,
你还没教他们任何东西之前
before you get them enrolled in Sunday school,
你还没有让他们去服侍之前
before you start discipling them,
你还没有去教导他们圣经话语之前
baptize them in the name of the Trinity,
要在三位一体的神的名下为他们施洗
because that's the first step in discipleship,
因为那个是成为使徒的第一步。
We have a lot of people in discipleship programs.
我们有很多人加入使徒的学习的课程。
But many of them have skipped step number one.
但是很多人他们都跳过了这第一步。
Jesus made baptism a lasting ordinance for the church.
耶稣他把受洗的这个事情变成一个永远不停止的一个在教会里面需要做的第一步。
Did the early church get the message?
早期教会有没有顺服呢
？In Acts chapter 2, the church is born.
在使徒行传第二章，教会诞生了。
Thousands of people are in Jerusalem for the feast of Pentecost.
好，上千上万的人接受了耶稣的这个福音。
Peter preaches the gospel.
彼得他来传这个福音。
3,000 believed.
三千人相信了。
3,000 were converted to Christ.
3,000 人从他本来的信仰转成相信耶稣。
3,000 were baptized.
3,000, 另外3,000受洗。
Setting an example for the church to follow until the end of the age.
这个就是早期教会为我们所留下来的例子，要我们去跟随的。
That's why we baptize.
这是为什么我们要施洗。
Baptism is not a denominational thing.
施洗不是一个宗派的一个事情。
Oh, you guys are Baptists? Baptism is your thing.
你说哦，你们是浸信会嘛？你当然要受洗啊。
We're Presbyterians. We're off the hook.
然后我们只是福音派，所以我们不用去受洗。
It's not a human thing.
不是一个人类的事情。
It's a biblical thing.
是一个圣经原则的事情。
And therefore, it's not optional for us.
所以这个并不是一个选择。
It started with John.
从施洗约翰开始。
It was modeled by Jesus.
是耶稣他亲自所做的。
It continued in the ministry of the disciples.
然后继续的在早期教会所做出来。
It was uncompromisingly commanded by Christ.
是不可置疑，是耶稣自己的诫命。
And it was universally administered to everyone entering the early church immediately.
是早期教会一定要做的一个事情。
So let me just ask one question.
那我想问大家一个问题。
I know some congregations are not too excited to raise their hand and things like that. I get that.
我知道可能你不太想举手或者怎么样。
But is this confusing anyone?
你觉得这个事情有很困扰吗？有没有你不
confusing about baptism?
你对受洗还有没有不明白的地方呢？
And yet somehow there is so much confusion about this.
但不知道为什么总是有很多困扰，很多不明白的问题。
But not only confusion.
不单只是不明白。
There is widespread disobedience to baptism.
而且这有一个流传和不顺服这个诫命的一个习惯。
Churches are filled with unbaptized converts to Christ.
教会里面充满了没有受洗过的弟兄姐妹。
Question number three.
第三个问题。
What does baptism mean?
施洗的意义是什么？
Why is it so important?
为什么那么重要?
Let me just summarize it with two sentences.
我只是来跟你说两点非常重要的。
Number one, baptism is a public demonstration of personal faith.
第一就是施洗是你在众人公众的面前来承认你的信仰和你的罪性。
Not a means of washing away your sins.
不是说那个水可以洗掉你的罪。
It's an act of obedience to Christ after your sins have been washed away by Him.
而是说是一个一直的表现顺服神的诫命的一个行为。
I think most of us are familiar with the late Billy Graham.
我们大家都知道Billy Graham 这个伟大的福音家。
We know Billy Graham was a great evangelist for many decades.
他是一个传福音的就是领先的一位很出名的牧师。
I bet some of you have gone to some of his crusades, or at least one here in New York.
可能你有去过听 Billy Graham 讲道哈。
Do you remember what he did at the end of every sermon?
格培里，他名中文名字叫格培里。然后你们就是有没有去到他听完他的道每一次结束的时候
？Every time he would ask people who made a decision for Christ to come forward.
每一次他一定会叫愿意接受主的人来到台前。
And he would want people to take a public stand for Christ immediately.
他很希望看到人愿意走出来的那个行为，在人的面前承认的那个行为。
And to his eternal credit, he did that.
每一次他都会这样做。
But if you look for something like that in the New Testament, you won't find it.
但是如果你想说看这样的仪式有没有在新约里面有呢？是没有的。
But if you ask, how did the early Christians express or demonstrate their personal faith in Christ?
那早期教会的基督徒是怎么样在众人面前承认自己的罪这个行为呢？
The answer is baptism.
答案就是施洗。
Every time.
每一次都是。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
After Peter preaches that great sermon,
当彼得他在他讲完了一个非常非常伟大的一篇传道之后
，The people are really convicted and they say, "What shall we do?"
然后人都受感动，然后都问说我们应该要做什么
？And Peter says, "Repent."
那彼得说认罪
，and be baptized.
然后被受施洗。
Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
每一个都要在主耶稣的名下。
And then the last phrase is for the forgiveness of your sins.
最后一句是因着你那被原谅的罪。
That's what makes that verse so confusing to people.
为什么这一节经文大家都有不明白困惑的地方
？This is why you have churches like the New York City Church of Christ.
这为什么我们有就是好像纽约耶稣教会这样子的地方
？They teach that baptism is part of your salvation.
因为他们教导是施洗呢是你们去认罪和接受耶稣的一部分。
The word for the forgiveness of sins
是为了你的罪
means because of
就是因为你的罪
the little Greek word means because of
那个希腊文在当中有一个小小的字是因着我们的罪
the words baptism and repentance are not interchangeable
在英文当中认罪和施洗是不能交换的前后是次序的
They don't have equal value, not even in that verse.
因为他们的价值不一样所以你不能把它随便 乱用
Those of you who know a little bit of New Testament Greek
如果你知道新约希腊文的新约的话
Maybe you've been to seminary, so you know what I'm about to tell you
可能你已经听过了
Repent is a command
认罪是一个命令
means it's the most important word, repent, command.
就是很重要的，就是认罪。
The words be baptized.
然后受洗呢
？It's a participle.
是之后的一个词语。
It's subordinate to the command.
就是在认罪之后应该要发生的事情。
There are not two commands here.
它不是两样，都不是一个命令。
These words do not have equal value.
他们不是同样的价值。
If they did, Jesus never could have said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
如果他们是同样的价值的话，耶稣就不会在十字架上对那个强盗说，你要与我一同进入天国。
So Peter says, "Repent."
所以约翰彼得说认罪。
And those who repent, be baptized.
认罪之后的行为就是要受洗。
Then in verse 41 it says those who accepted his message were baptized.
然后在41节当中说到当时的人他们认罪了以后他们就受洗了。
On the day the church was born,
那一天早期的教会就诞生了。
3,000 repented.
3,000个认罪。
3,000 were baptized immediately.
3,000个马上施洗。
And that pattern repeats all through the book of Acts.
然后在使徒行传当中这样的过程不断的重复。
Just go to BibleGateway.com, those of you who like the internet.
如果你喜欢上网的话你可以去 BibleGateway.com.
And put in the word baptism. Do a search of the word baptism.
然后就打施洗的这个英文字。
And just read all the verses that come up in the book of Acts.
然后你就可以读所有在使徒行传当中出现的有关施洗的这个经文。
And you'll discover that the practice of the New Testament church.
然后你会发现说在新约早期教会的他的这整个的行为。
Was to baptize those whose sins were already cleansed by Christ.
就是为了愿意认罪的人而施洗。
I'll just give you one example.
再给你一个例子。
Acts chapter 10, verse 47.
使徒行传十章四十七节。
Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water."
彼得说，谁能禁止用水给给他们和圣灵施洗呢？
They've received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
他们也接受了圣灵，就好像我们一样。
And so he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
所以我们要让他们在耶稣的名下而是受洗。
These Christians were brand new in the Lord.
当时的这些基督徒他们都是刚刚相信的，他们在神里面愿意施洗。
And Peter has them baptized.
然后彼得也为了他们而施洗。
So in every instance someone repents and turns to Christ and then demonstrates it in baptism.
所以这个事情是很自然的，有人认罪了，接受耶稣了，就自然要受洗。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's commanded of us.
因为这个是耶稣给我们的。
And when we come to Christ, we enter into a lifestyle of obedience.
我们来到耶稣跟前，我们进入了这个愿意听他的诫命的一个生活方式。
Salvation produces obedience.
救恩让我们愿意去顺服。
And whether we understand the significance of baptism or not is really not the point.
不管我们是不是真正的了解明白施洗的这个意义。
It's an act of obedience.
是一个愿意顺服的一个行为。
And for the early church, it was the immediate and inseparable indicator of salvation.
是在早期教会当中是一个不可推诿、不可以不跟随的一个行为。
3,000 believed.
三千人相信。
3,000 were baptized.
三千人受洗。
And then it says 3,000 continued in the apostles' doctrine, prayer, and fellowship.
三千人继续的在使徒的当中来服侍，来听到。
There was no loss.
没有失去任何灵魂。
Everybody was baptized.
每一个都当时都受洗。
Now I've heard many people give.Reports of their evangelistic rallies.
我听很多人来向我分享和报道他们传福音的过程。
And I've heard people say, "Boy, we had a great evangelistic rally."
然后他就会告诉我，我们今天传福音很好，结果很好。
300 people were saved.
300个人愿意相信。
28 were baptized.
28个人愿意受洗。
And 10 of them joined a local church, and they're still there.
然后十个人加入了当地教会，继续的来认识耶稣。
That's because we've made the mistake.
那是因为我们犯了错误。
Of divorcing baptism from the gospel.
是因为我们把福音认罪和受洗分开了，我们把它这两个东西把它给分开了。
When we go out onto the streets, we'll try to lead someone to receive Christ by faith, prayer, so on.
当然，我们出去传福音的话，我们靠着信心，我们靠着祷告，我们领人信主。
But we never mention baptism or the local church.
但是我们很少的把这个施洗的事情呢向别人宣传和
And I know why we don't do that.
我知道大家为什么没有这么做。
Because we're afraid to confuse people.
因为我们不想别人太太疑惑了，他不明白。
We want to make sure they understand that salvation is by grace through faith in Christ plus nothing.
我们很想很清楚的表达，就是这个救恩只是你口里承认、心里相信就可以得着的。
But in this regard, we are very different from the early church.
但是我们这样做的时候，我们跟早期教会就有很大的分别。
Peter, what should we do?
彼得，我们应该怎么做呢
？Repent.
认罪。
Got it. Did it. Anything else?
认罪，我们做了。还有呢
？Did you guys repent?
有没有认罪
？Sure did.
每一个都有。
What else should we do?
还有呢？
Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的名下，你们每一个都应该受洗。
If you read the book of Acts,
如果你再去仔细的看《使徒行传》
，They never conceived of salvation minus baptism.
从来就没有在整个救恩的过程中把施洗的这一步拿出来。
And they never confused the sign with the reality.
也从来没有把现实生活中应该表现的。给混扰了。
They kept them close, but they were still distinct.
他们是在一起的，但是不同的意义。
You say, but what if people get confused if we talk about this?
万一我们这样一直讲，他们会觉得很困惑，会不明白怎么办呢
？There was no confusion in the early church.
在早期教会没有这样子的困惑。
If the Spirit of God is working in someone's heart,
如果圣灵是在你的心中这样来工作的话。
That person will repent, they will submit to baptism, they'll join the church, and they'll become a disciple of Christ.
那个人一定会认罪、受洗、加入教会、成为神的使徒。
That's how you know the Holy Spirit is at work and not just us.
那你就知道说，那不是你的工作，而是圣灵的工作。
That those 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost submitted to baptism.
那三千个灵魂在五旬节的时候，他们融入了圣灵，他们在神面前认罪。
Was incontrovertible evidence of their salvation.
是他们的救恩是不容置疑的。
Do you know how difficult it was for them to do that?
你知道当时这样对他们来讲是有多困难吗
？These were Jewish people.
他们是犹太人。
And they were baptized in the name of Jesus.
他们在耶稣的名下而受洗。
In the very city where Jesus was nailed to a cross.
在同一个城市中，耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
And as soon as they got in the water with those apostles,
当他们进入水里面和使徒站在一起的时候，
they were alienated from their culture.
他们已经完全被他们的文化给分开了。
From the synagogue,
他们的synagogue 就是他们的那个I'm looking at you
I can't help you on that
I know you
can help me Let's move past it And
okay.
from their family and friends
就是他们就跟完全跟他们的家庭他们的亲戚他们的朋友所分开了犹太人的会堂也是分开了
Many of them lost their jobs
他们也失去了他们的工作
The price was high
他们所付上的代价是极高的
Those who heard the gospel and were convicted by it,
他们听了福音，他们认罪
，but were not baptized.
但他们并没有施洗的人
，they knew there was a price to be paid, but they didn't want to pay it.
他们知道这个是一个重价，他们需要赔上的，但是他们并不愿意赔这个重价。
Those who were baptized demonstrated that they were really believers.
当那些人愿意进入这个河里面的时候，他们表现出他们愿意。赔上这个重价。
So baptism doesn't wash away your sins.
施洗本身它不能洗去你的罪。
It demonstrates the presence of real faith.
但是它见证了你真心的相信，你的信心。
Do you know what washes away your sins?
你知道什么才能洗去你的罪吗
？It's the blood of Jesus.
当然，只有主耶稣的宝血。
But where there is open defiance to baptism.
但是当我们公开的。不愿意来受洗的时候
，then a question mark hangs over that profession of faith.
当然，那就会在你的信心，在你的认罪的过程，就会带上一个问号。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll do what?"
耶稣说，如果你爱我，你要做什么
？Keep my commandments.
顺从我。
And so here we have a very simple command at the start of the Christian life.
所以在这里有一个很简单的诫命，就是我们要怎么样开始基督徒的生命。
Repent and be baptized.
认罪，然后被施洗。
If we're disobedient here,
如果我们连这个都不愿意顺服的话，
have we really submitted to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior?
我们有没有真的把主耶稣当成我们生命的王，我们生命的主呢？
Let me give you another example of this.
我再给你一个例子。
The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9.
使徒保罗在使徒行传第九章那里。
We know how he was converted, right? On the road to Damascus, bright light, fell off his horse.
我们知道扫罗他还没有信主之前，他是怎么被耶稣被神给就是让他那个经历嘛，他信主的那个经历我们知道。
And God sends this guy Ananias to the house to lay his hands on Saul.
神呢，他派亚纳尼亚呢，去到扫罗的他当时在的地方，把他的手放在保罗的脸上。
And when he did that, the scales fell from Paul's eyes.
那当时保罗他是被蒙了眼睛瞎了，然后当亚纳尼亚手放在他脸上的祷告的时候，保罗的眼睛的皮掉下来。
So he could see again, and he got up, and he was baptized.
他的眼睛重新打开，他站起来，他就被施洗了。
And after he was baptized, Acts 9 says, after taking some food, he regained his strength.
当他被施洗之后呢，他吃了一些食物，他重新有了力量。
Saul the murderer,
那个谋杀基督徒的扫罗
encountered Christ,
遇见了耶稣
repented,
认罪了
His eyes were opened.
他眼睛重新打开了。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵所充满。
He was really hungry.
他很饿。
But before he took one bite of food,
但是他在吃东西之前，
he got baptized.
他先受洗。
Immediate obedience.
马上来表现出他的顺服。
Most Christians today,
我们大部分的基督徒今天的世上。
Have put many meals ahead of their obedience to this command.
我们把很多不同的事情，或者是我们身体上所需要的东西，放在神的诫命之前。
And only the Lord knows what we're really waiting for.
只有神知道我们在等什么。
Number two.
第二点。
Baptism is expressive of our union with Christ.
受洗是一个我们对与神合一的一个表达。
And that's what Paul teaches in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4.
在罗马书第六章，保罗是这样教导的。
You want to read those two verses?
Yes. 岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
In the book of Romans, faith is the only means by which we are united to Christ.
在罗马书里面，信心就是让我们跟神合一的一个确据。
You find it in every chapter from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
你在罗马书里面，从第一章到十一章，你都会看到这个确据。
And what Romans 6 is saying is that we show this union with Christ.
当第六章那里提到的是，我们表现出这样子的一个合一。
In the act of baptism.
在受洗的过程中表现出来。
Baptism expresses physically what happened to us spiritually when we became a Christian.
在受洗的过程中，我们在进入水再出来这个过程，我们表现出来。
So when someone gets into the pool,
当有人进入水里面，
they're saying, "I've died with Christ."
我与耶稣一同死。
My old life is gone.
我的旧我已经走了。
I'm no longer operating on the same basis as I did before.
我不会再像以前一样操作我的人生。
And when we bring them up out of the water,
当我们从死里再重新领出来的时候，
they're saying I'm alive to God.
我重生了。
Christ's resurrection is my resurrection.
基督的复活成为了我的复活。
And I intend to walk in newness of life.
然后我愿意与他同行我生命的每一步。
That baptism does not unite them to Jesus.
那个施洗呢，就是让我们跟基督合一。
It expresses the union that faith
然后也表现出我们在神里面的这个信心。
Simple analogy.
非常简单的一个例子。
If you're married, you probably have a wedding ring on.
如果你已经结婚了，你肯定有你的戒指戴在你的无名指上。
And every wedding that I've officiated, I have them make the following statement.
每一个牧师所主持的婚礼，他一定要他们读接下来的东西。
As they put the ring on, they say, "With this ring, I thee wed."
就是你放戒指在别你对方的手上的时候，你就说。用这个戒指，我与你结婚。
I don't know if you did that when you got married, but that's what we do when we get married.
你结婚的时候有没有这样呢？但是我们是这样的。
Does the act of putting a ring on someone's finger establish a marriage relationship?
只是这个放戒指的这个行为有没有建立到这个婚姻呢？本身呢？
Just go outside today and try putting a wedding ring on a stranger's finger and saying, "Now we're married."
你可以试一下，你等一下去到外面随便拿个戒指，然后找一个陌生人，你放这个戒指在他手上，看看会有什么事情发生。
The ring symbolizes the covenant.
这个戒指本身是一个象征。
What is it that unites a man and a woman in marriage before God?
到底是什么让一个弟兄一个姐妹在神里面合一呢？
It's not the ring.
不是这个戒指啊。
It's okay to get married and not have a ring.
如果你结婚了，你没有戒指也是没问题的。
It's the vows that you make before God.
是你们两人在神面前所立的这个誓约才是本身它的重要。
I take you to be my lawfully wedded spouse.
我愿意娶你做我合法的。
I promise to love you and be faithful to you until death do us part.
我愿意来爱你，来珍惜你，到死亡把我们分开。
When God hears that, He says, "You're married."
当神听到你的誓言的时候，他就说你们两个合一了。
The ring is just a symbol of that union.
这个戒指只是一个象征。
So it is with faith and baptism.
这个我们的信心在施洗的过程中也是一样的。
An unbaptized Christian is like a married man who refuses to wear his ring.
一个不愿意受施洗的人，就好像一个结了婚的人，他不愿意戴戒指一样的一个意义。
So baptism is not something you do because your friends are doing it.
那施洗呢，不是一个因为你的朋友都做，所以你跟着也做的。
Or because your parents want you to do it if you're younger.
也不是因为你的父母要你这样做。
Or because you can't get married in a certain church unless you've been baptized.
也不是因为你要去这个教会举行婚礼，然后这个教会一定要你受洗。
I've had people tell me all of those things.
我听过这些所有的借口。
You get baptized because you want to express the fact that your life has been irrevocably interwoven with Jesus.
你需要施洗是只是因为你想要在众人面前宣告你的生命完完全全的交在主耶稣基督的手里。
If you've been united to Christ by faith, then come and be baptized.
如果你已经跟神合一，你的信心告诉你认罪的话，就施洗吧。
If not, then stay away from the pool.
那如果你不愿意，那就没办法了。
You know, I just wonder where everyone is in regards to this.
我只是觉得很困惑，为什么大家不有一些基督徒不愿意去受洗。
I just want to ask a question for those of you who are professing Christians but you've not yet been baptized.
我只是想问大家一个问题，特别是那些已经信主的，但是还未受洗的人。
May I ask you a question?
我可不可以问你一个问题呢？
Well, even if you don't say yes, I'm going to ask you the question.
我还是会问你的，你。
What are you waiting for?
你在等什么？
What are you waiting for? You're a Christian, but you've not been baptized. What are you waiting for?
你在等什么？你是一个认罪了的基督徒，为什么你不受洗？
Are you waiting to become a better person because only better people, more holy people, get baptized?
是不是你想在做一个更好的基督徒的时候，更好的基督徒才配得受洗呢？
Are you waiting until all your questions about Christianity have been answered?
你是不是在等说你对基督教所有的问题都被回答被解开了，你才受洗呢？
If you're younger, are you waiting to graduate high school or college before you do it?
你如果很年轻的话，你是不是在等待你毕业呢？
Or are you simply waiting because it's not important to you?
是，那你还是在等，是你觉得这个事情不重要？
Or are you refusing because you were sprinkled?As a baby or as an adult, and you don't want to submit to immersion.
还是说你以前是经过了洒水礼，你不想再经过这个整个融入的这个仪式呢？
If you've answered yes to any of those questions,
如果你刚刚说是 刚刚所有的问题其中一个你就说是的话，
then you've misunderstood the whole thing.
那你误会了整个是受洗的原因和意义。
Downstairs in the sanctuary is a pool.
我们一楼的会堂里面 有一个施洗的一个 pool， 一个缸。 Sorry.
It's like a synagogue, right? Downstairs is a pool.
有一个水缸。水池。
Swimming pool? Pool?
水池。
Okay. What hinders you from being baptized?
是什么让你不去受洗呢？
Let's pray together.
我们来祷告。
Father, I pray for those here this morning who are followers of Christ, but they've never taken that step of obedience to be baptized. Father, only you know what's in a person's heart. Only you know what they're actually waiting for.But Father, I would pray that each one who knows you, knows Christ as Lord and Savior, would very soon take that step of baptism and be obedient to Christ as his disciple. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.